what we've already noted. To have forgiven and to have cleansed. Both of these are what we call aorist, not what we call, it's what they are in the declining of the verb, aorist, active, subjunctive. I don't know if you know it, but one of the little fun things to do in the study of creation, in the study of evolution, the fundamental framework of evolution is you start from the very base of something and the greatest simplicity of something, and then it evolves to its highest point. One of the interesting for me, one of the interesting views in regard and studies of evolution, one of the problems evolution has, just in its basic understanding, is that language really has gone the other way. Earlier languages are very, very complex. English is so simple. I know a lot of us may have had trouble and kids flunk in English school, but English is simple. Languages in antiquity, they were so kind. All the parsing of verbs, declining of nouns, all the different ways that things were put together, extremely involved, and now it's come down to its simplicity. So language does just the opposite. The people who teach evolution have a great problem when they start doing it from the area of language. And we have an aorist active subjunctive here. To have forgiven is the aorist active subjunctive of aphiemi. And what we're going to have to do with all of these is, I'll come back to this, but just so you'll have it, this is A-P-H-I and then a long E-M-I, aphiemi. Then, and that's the word to forgive. Then we have to have cleansed is an aorist active subjunctive of katharizo. So we'll please take a look at this. Katharizo looks like this. K-A-T-H-A-R-I-Z long O. Katharizo.